Cool. Well, we are moving into segment five. I'll do the gift offering at the very end when we finish up, but we are moving into segment five. So, cool. So, Linda, what are your thoughts on, you know, on the whole, the Band-Aid?
If you only have a little bit that it creates Band-Aid, there's not a problem. If you've got a whole lot more that needs better Band-Aid, you can have a problem.
That needs better Band-Aid. So how do you feel how Jason said sometimes the wound heals better without the Band-Aid?
If it's small, yeah. If you're in a cast and you rip it off, no.
That is true. If you were gushing blood in one of your arteries, you probably wouldn't want to take the Band-Aid off.
Yep. So you have to know if you have a Band-Aid or a cast, and you have to know how if you can what's the probability you're going to have, you know, help around you. If you start ripping off the cast, and you find out you really need the cast, you're going to have to put it back on. But you have to know this earlier on, otherwise you could have problems.
See, I think that most people in their lives think that they're gushing blood and they need to leave the cast on, when in reality it's a mosquito bite.
And I'm talking about a broken foot. Or a broken leg.
Yeah, yeah, and I am too. And I think that most people live their lives really sheltered because they believe that, something which is really small is actually really something big.
Well, if somebody, other people have told you it was really big, like you've gone to the hospital, then you have to...
That would be even more reason for me to question it.
Mm. If someone else
with an X-ray
you.
And everything else like that, you would still question that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that the more people tell you something, the less likely it is to be true.
Mm.
So you don't believe in X-rays or doctors? Or other health people?
Well, I'm thinking primarily metaphorically, but I do have a great suspicion of doctors. I mean, think about it. You have a little thing, you go in, you get pills, right? So the medical profession, they're great at making you sick. They make money making you, you know, big business makes you, you know, makes money making you sick, and then big business makes money trying to, they don't want you to get well, right? They just want to put you on pills and keep you going so that, you know, because if they really cured you, they'd stop making money. So I'm not so sure that there's a objective, you know, non-vested interest in your health there. And that's physical or mental, spiritual or emotional either.
Okay.
And I think that if they can convince you that, you know, your mosquito bite is gushing blood and you got to do something about it immediately, otherwise you're going to die, then you're going to pay them a lot of money. So,
okay.
And maybe it's not, maybe it is true, maybe it's not true. But that's just my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, again, mind racing. I like what you said, Alan. Oftentimes when more people believe it or on that path or on that train, right, like the masses, you probably want to veer away from what they're doing or saying. And then also goes back to in regards to needing the doctor to tell us or having others, you know, multiple people telling us what's wrong with us. Oftentimes it requires us to look inside and to figure it out ourselves. I mean, that goes, you know, it's a little bit different than the broken bone or whatever, but I'm pretty sure if you have a broken bone, you know you have a broken bone.
Correct.
I mean, and then you
yeah.
So oftentimes, too, maybe we rely too much on outside people or sources and whatnot, again, that environment to heal or correct us or to help us or make us feel the way we want to feel. We rely too much on outside sources when in reality the answer is within. I don't know. Any other thoughts on that?
From the beginning, I thought we were talking about a different, about it metaphorically, but, or I thought I was anyway, when it comes to a wound, not the actual physical wound, but more of an emotional thing.
And that's where I'm headed with that, right? The metaphorical, right, where the looking within for that healing rather than within being to God or, you know, the spiritual side of things, but looking within rather than the worldly view and seeking help from others, whether they are doctors or not.
Do you think that applies to more of an emotional one, like we started off the conversation metaphorically, or do you think it also applies to the physical, any type of physical healing?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
It's the same. I think it's the same principle. The same principle works in the emotional world as the physical world and even the spiritual world.
Does that help, Jason?
I think so. A lot of it still comes back around to a matter of our perspective. Some people will look at it and be like, oh, it's just a mosquito bite. Other people will look at it and, oh, it's gushing blood. So it still comes, I feel it still comes back around to the individual's perspective on the pain or the wound. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And again, not listening to your environment, right? Not seeking the answers from your environment or from those around you or from others, but your own perception, your own perspective, and how you are looking at things. Being your own healer, in a sense, or with that of God or your creator, whatever your perception is.
Well, what do you think about all that, Linda?
She actually jumped off.
Oh, I hope we didn't scare her off.
I know. I think this is the first time that she's spoken, so it was good to have her speak, and yeah, I hope we didn't
vaporize her.
Right.
So it's like, you know, the World War II pilots, you know, that on the planes when they had a kill, they, you know, put a little marker on the front of their airplane. So maybe you have your first vaporization.
Uh-oh. So I think it was yours, Alan, or Jason. It wasn't mine.
I'm trying to stop.
You're trying to stop?
Yeah, I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to learn to
control myself a little bit and not to know when to let the throttle out and when not to. And I haven't been doing such a great job with that.
And why do you think that is, Alan?
Did you guys hear Nancy's question?
Yes, why do you think that is? Great question.
Oh, because, you know, it's sort of like, it's like fun, you know. So I get a thrill out of it. So, but that's really self-centered, you know. I've been noticing a lot recently how self-centered and indulgent I am, and I indulge myself, and even when I know that I should not do something, sometimes I do it anyway, and I have to learn how destructive that is to myself and others, and I have to learn to control that better. So that's, you know, we were talking earlier about pain in people's lives. So that's one of the big areas in my life that is very painful, and I need to learn how to take that negativity, like you were describing, Jill, and like when I'm feeling that way and I wanna go that route and it's really negative, and I wake up and I see that, I need to learn from you how to make that conscious decision in the moment to say, no, I'm not going that way, I'm going in this positive direction.
Do you think the chapter 2 of intentional listening would help, Alan?
Yeah, very much so. So I had this situation yesterday where something happened that was, it was painful to me, and like I could go one way or the other, you know, I could start to get really upset about it, and I could start to, you know, feel like, you know, like a victim about it, and I made the choice not to. I made the choice, just like you were describing, Jill, to, you know, just be with it, let it be what it was, not try to get rid of it, but to kind of like say, okay, so this is like, there's like this, the way I pictured it is like there's this like energy, like this white energy out there. Actually, it was like dark energy out there, and it's just sitting out there. And so like, I could either like give into it and go down the dark side, or I could just like hold myself separate and say, okay, so there's this dark energy out there. I'm just going to sit there and watch it. I'm not going to get sucked in. I'm just going to sit there and watch it. And I was successful at that. And that was really cool. And it gave me a sense of accomplishment. And then like about half an hour, 45 minutes later, the situation changed. And I was right back in it. But then I forgot about that and I lost control. And that dark energy had gotten much, much stronger. And this time I wasn't awake. And it overtook me. And I just, and it was a much more powerful explosion. So I recognize that the longer you're able to hold on and not get sucked into that negative energy, you know, this goes to the thing of the light at the end of the tunnel. There really isn't light at the end of the tunnel unless you fool yourself and other people fool yourself. But the truth is that it only gets more. It builds in strength. And so, you know, the part that I have to play is to learn how to hold on longer and longer and longer while it gets stronger and stronger and stronger, because that way I get stronger and stronger and stronger.
So, Alan, if there's no light at the end of the tunnel, then why would someone start on that journey? Like, why would someone want to go through the pain if there's... Maybe I misunderstood.
Because the light is the journey. The journey is the light.
I'm smiling really big. I love that.
Being in the moment, being powerful in the moment, while you're sitting there looking at that ball of negative dark energy, but you're not getting sucked in, no matter how big and powerful it gets, that is the light.
Beautiful. We'll love it. Jason, thoughts?
That's surreal. I was just thinking that's really cool. I've never thought of it like that. It's just the journey being the light. I just always had heard it phrased that the light, look for the light at the end of the tunnel, or go towards the light at the end of the tunnel. Never really thought of it like that. That the journey itself is the light. That's very interesting. I like it.
Right. So it's wherever you are, basically. Is that what you're saying, Alan?
Yeah.
Are you there, Alan?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now. You were breaking up a second, but.
Yeah, I said yes, I agree. That's the way I see it.
Wow. Very cool.
It's an awesome responsibility and an awesome opportunity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow, I just have like this really cool picture in my head and I cannot stop smiling. Thank
That's
you.
So cool.
Wow.
Thank you, Jill.
Yeah, thank you. Do you guys have anything else?
I don't.
Today? Jason, anything else from you?
I don't know.
Okay.
I read it. I'm really curious about Linda, though. I hope we didn't vaporize her.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'll have her leader of leader touch base with her and just make sure everything's okay. Otherwise, we'll have to send the recording to Mark and say, at what point did we go way wrong here? But,
Hey,
it was cool to have her on.
Jason, thanks for staying on this call. I am so impressed with the commitment that you made. That is a huge thing. That is so huge. I am so impressed. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for, like I said in the email, thanks for pushing me towards that. I'm curious, what made you decide to push me or to be the first one so willing to dance with me?
Because you got up and started to dance. You joined the dance. Mark and I are already up there dancing, and you jumped in and said, hey, I'm up there too. So I want to make sure that I'm dancing with you too.
That makes sense.
Well, I want to dance.
Of course. We all do.
Cool. No, I would definitely love to be a part of that that specific success circle of 12 and being on this call. This is by far my favorite call of the week is the Saturday calls, and I love how it can, like, go on for hours, and it just gets better and better. And again, you know, this is why we stay until the end, because like today we were given this awesome visual of the journey being the light. So very cool. Very cool. Okay, Nancy, do you have anything else for today?
No, thank you, Jill. I hope you guys have a great holiday weekend.
Yes, thank you as well. Alan, anything else from you?
No, I'm great. Thanks so much, you guys.
Cool. Jason, anything else from you?
Nope. I'm great. Thank you, guys.
All right, cool. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend. And if you're listening to the rebroadcast, you see why we stay till the end. If you want to be a part of that Success Circle of 12, you can contact myself or Jason. We'd be happy to get you that information. If you want more information on the calls overall, you can contact the individual who invited you to participate in the session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300.